say that this is not only good for the people of Newton Abbey, this is good for the people of Ireland, this is good internationally that we were able to ride this out over the past week and a half. And what I want to do is thank you for sticking with us so that we could get to the point tonight where we could come along and enjoy a play. Very educational, very entertaining, and very humorous. And I want to express my thanks as chair of Newton Abbey Artistic Board that you stuck with us till we got to this point tonight.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 374, Talk Back in Newton Abbey. The last 10 days have been a surreal roller coaster ride for the Reduced Shakespeare Company. You heard the chair of the artistic board and former mayor of Newton Abbey, Councillor Billy Webb, speaking to me at the top of the podcast, so you know how this story turned out. But for those who don't know the story, or haven't been following it, or aren't sick of hearing about it, let me try to recap briefly. Our three-month, 60-city UK tour of the Bible, the Complete Word of God Abridged, was scheduled to open this week in the Theatre at the Mill, Newton Abbey, just outside Belfast, Northern Ireland. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, a minister from the Free Presbyterian Church complained in the media that the show was an attack on Christianity. This was followed by a complaint from Newton Abbey Borough Councillor Billy Ball, a member of the Democratic Unionist Party, or the DUP, who expressed similar complaints and added that because his wife and several other members of the DUP were on the Theatre at the Mill's artistic board, they were going to take a more active role in how shows at the Theatre at the Mill were selected and how the theatre was being managed. So under the cloud of these very public threats and apparently a private letter written to the Theatre at the Mill, the artistic board of the theatre voted to cancel our two performances, which up until this point had only sold about 150 of 800 tickets. The board's decision was perceived as censorship, and suddenly a small, relatively local incident was a huge international story that was covered as far away as Asia, Australia, America, and many countries that start with other letters, in newspapers, on op-ed pages, on TV, in the Huffington Post, on playbill.com, in The Economist, and in all the UK papers. The front page headline of the Belfast Telegraph of Friday, January 24th roared, "We're a laughingstock as Bible comedy band." There was also an outcry across social media as bloggers like our friend Howard Sherman and self-described Christian Paul Robinson wrote articulate essays about the issue, and celebrities like Tim Minchin, Richard Dawkins, and Liev Schreiber expressed their outrage via Twitter, while an anonymous Twitter user named @ladflag created the hashtag #ThouShaltNotLaugh as a banner under which to harness our thoughts and focus our campaign. Producer Davey Naylor and I recorded a podcast in which we talked about the issues of comedy and censorship and how we weren't attacking the Bible anyway, but rather celebrating it. I posted that podcast last Sunday, the 26th, and I called it Banned in Newton Abbey. On the next night, Monday the 27th, because of the international outrage and local political pressure, the Artistic Board of Theatre at the Mill reversed their decision, allowing our performances to continue as scheduled. Then the other members of the Newton Abbey Borough Council passed a motion declaring their support for the Artistic Board and the staff of the theater, effectively outvoting the minority members of the DUP who still wanted the show banned. So we were back on, and as of midnight Monday night, the Theater at the Mill's website had crashed several times from people trying to buy tickets. When the website went back up and the box office opened at 10 a.m. Tuesday morning, within hours, all 800 tickets for both shows were sold out. I was asked to speak on the BBC, Radio Ulster, Ulster TV, Paul Harris's America Weekend, and The Nolan Show, the most watched TV show in Northern Ireland, hosted by Stephen Nolan. The problem was every single one of these conversations was with people who had never seen the show, and I wanted to have a conversation with people who had seen it. So after our opening night performance and the leaping to their feet standing ovation the performance received, I stepped out onto the stage and was joined by Matt Rippey, who directed the production, and actors Gary Fannin, Richard Ead, and David Ellis to talk to the 75 to 100 people who stuck around.
Thank you very much for coming to our long-awaited and briefly banned opening night. We're basically here to answer questions or just talk about it. If now that you've seen it, the lights are a little hard. So yes, sir.
Is there any truth in the conspiracy theory on Twitter? This was a plot between the DUP, Newtownabe Council, and Reduced to sell more tickets.
What's the expression? You might think that, but I can't possibly comment. Boy, I knew so little about the inner workings of Northern Irish politics, and I know even less now. It's been a very welcome to the club. It would be a wonderful thing to think that the managers of this theater were that organized and genius enough to make this happen. And I have to say that throughout all of this, everybody here at the Theater at the Mill, Bernard, Ursula, the crew, the staff, everybody, and everybody we've met in the community of Belfast has been amazingly supportive. So we thank you very much for that. It's also been amazing that everybody in the community has actually heard about the production. I mean, I'll tell you a true thing. You cannot buy this kind of publicity. We certainly can't afford it on our reduced budgets, for sure. And here's some of the actors, yeah!
It's a panel.
It is a panel.
I feel official.
Gary Fannin, Richard Ede, hello. David Ellis.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
This is your audience, and some of them were your animals. So you have a question, yeah? Why did we choose the Bible in the first place? The Reduced Shakespeare Company, our very first show, as many of you know, is the Complete Works of William Shakespeare Abridged. Our second show was the Complete History of America Abridged, which we performed, I think, at the Opera House here in Belfast in 95. And then we had written those two shows, and an Israeli television company had asked us to reduce the Bible as a 30-minute film. But like so many of our television projects anyway, it never happened. But we were performing at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and they said, well, you've done Shakespeare in American history. What will you do next? And we've done, well, let's say Shakespeare. We've done politics. Oh, religion. Yeah, that's okay. That seems... I mean, what we do is the Reduced Shakespeare Company takes large topics and reduces them to short and silly comedies. And when Reed Martin, we were the co-authors along with Adam Long of this show, when we sit down to pick a show, it has to be about something that we love. Because we spend years of our life, and in the case of America and Bible, we spent decades of our lives creating the show and honing it and changing it to fit the current mood or whatever. So it's a topic we genuinely love. The Bible is part of our tradition, and it's our way of celebrating it. So that's kind of why we chose it as a topic. Yes?
Just in response to what you've just said, could I suggest your next title could be The History of Ireland?
The History of Ireland. Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Well, I heard you had something called The Troubles. I've been referring to this madness that's happened in the last week as the kerfuffles. History of Ireland. That's a good idea. Yes.
Have any of you met the members of the council who were objecting?
We haven't met any of the members of the... I met some members of the council out in the foyer, but I suspect they were very nice to me. So I suspect that they were in favor of us performing. No, I haven't met. There he is. And here's Matt Rippey, the director of the show, and also a cod.
Bread.
They just picked those up. Picked those up.
Where are you sitting?
I'm not sitting. I'm moving around.
Good.
I'm too excited to sit. Well, and we have performed this show in Israel. We finally did go back and play it at the Jerusalem Festival, where we played three or four times. And that's our joke, is the Old Testament first act, New Testament second act. In Israel, it's just a one act. So. So who else has a question?
Have we had any trouble anywhere else?
This is in my memory, this is the first performance by the Reduced Shakespeare Company that's been canceled ever. Now, there have been theaters that haven't booked us. Maybe that's a form of pre-cancellation. There was a production of the script, The Bible, The Complete Word of God Abridged, done in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, like a year or 2 years ago, something like that. And they were going to perform it for free in an outdoor park in the summer. And they had advertised that they had used our line, the Reduce Shakespeare Company. We usually say that our shows are rated PG-13, pretty good if you're 13. So they said rated for 13 and up. Well, the parks said, well, the parks are for everyone. You can't restrict. So you can't perform it in the park. So that created a hubbub because everybody argued about what the problem was. But they ended up moving it to an indoor theater and running the show anyway. So that's the only problem that I know of. Yes, sir. You had it. Right. How has the show changed? Well, you know, for decades we've been saying that line, if you didn't like the show, tell the DUP. And only tonight did it work.
Well, I mean, as you've noticed, it is a scripted show. Thank you for partly scripting.
You're welcome.
It's a scripted show, but as you noticed, there are places where we can insert local references and take whatever is going on in the world and stick it into the show. It just seemed that here in Northern Ireland, a lot more was going on than usual. So,
yeah. So it's changed. You know what? The biggest thing that's changed in all those years is that it's gotten tighter and tighter. We try to trim the fat. We always say that the audience is the fourth member of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. We just try to keep it moving. We try to only take pauses where we want there to be pauses. I have a few thoughts about that tonight, gentlemen. This is their first performance in the show. You saw their premiere in the show tonight. Well done.
And I feel a lot of love in this.
I do too. Yes. And we change it up. Like the music has changed based on the musical abilities of the cast. I used to play Big Atten on a piano because that's what I can do. But these guys, it sounds so cool on a uke. And the blues. We've never had a real guitarist or whatever you are. We're still hoping to get one. Who else? Who else has a question? Anybody up in? When are you coming back?
Tomorrow night.
We'll be here tomorrow night. Yeah. The only reason we're not staying is that our tour was booked 3 months ago. So we're going down to Bromsgrove on Friday, wherever the heck that is. Norwich on Saturday, somewhere else on Saturday. But our booking agent is talking to a bunch of theaters both in the north and the south, and we're hoping to do at least another week or two of Irish dates.
Well, yeah, and you can imagine we've had a lot of interest since all the sort of media stuff has kicked off. Even when these two shows were canceled, we had loads of offers from other theaters saying come to us instead. Yeah. And I mean, logistically, it was kind of impossible. But yeah, so there's lots of interest. So I wouldn't be surprised if we come back in 3 months.
Just do me a favor. When we come back, can you arrange for some better weather? What's the matter with you people?
I'm sorry. What did you say down here?
So do you owe the DUP big time, you guys?
I do. We do owe the DUP a drink for sure. What I thought was so wonderful about you guys tonight, in the history of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, we've never had an opening night of any performance anywhere that was filled with such extracurricular drama as this. But at the same time, we've never had an audience that was as loving and generous and as excited to be here as you guys. And I think part of the big reason is that you were excited to see us. And more importantly, you were excited because you were allowed to go and see the show you wanted to see.
I'm Brian Dennehy. You're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? In this winter and spring of 2014, you can see us perform all the great books abridged at the Laguna Playhouse in Laguna Beach, California for all of March, and the Complete World of Sports abridged in La Crosse and Green Bay, Wisconsin in March, and the Complete History of Comedy abridged at Merrimack Repertory Theater in Lowell, Massachusetts in March and April. And our three-month 60-city UK tour of the Bible, the Complete Word of God abridged, will perform in Potter's Bar, Poole, Haverhill, Milton Keynes,
Queens, Didcot, Ipswich, Ayr, Stirling, Musselburgh, Inverness, Portsmouth, Tunbridge Wells, Windsor, Bishop, Stortford, Kettering, Canterbury, Camberley, Worcester, Uppingham, Swindon, Exeter, Bedford, Grantham, Bournemouth, Eastbourne, Tenterton, Maidstone, Diss, Lincoln, Barnet Castle, New Brighton, Cardiff, Neathport, Talbot, Nottingham, Kendal, Gainsborough, Burnley, Bradford, Leonelli, Holyhead, Stockport, Stourport, Burton-upon-Trent, Durham, Southport, Barrow and Furness, Keswick, Wakefield, Buxton, Westacre, Andover, Loughborough, Wellingborough, Tewkesbury, Solihull, Croydon, and Chipping Norton. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information. And now back to our talk back in Newton Abbey, where one woman told us that she, as an artist, had come to see the show to support the arts generally and to protest the idea of censorship specifically, making the point that while this time it had happened to us, they couldn't leave like we could, and that next time it would happen to someone else.
Yeah. Well, that's a very good point. Yeah, it happened to us this time, and it could happen to other people the next time.
Yeah, and in fact, that's, for me, I feel quite proud to have been involved in this. I mean, as director, I've spent the whole time, thank goodness you were here, because Austin managed to handle all of the press, and I did my best to protect the actors from the circus that was happening outside of this safe and wonderful place. But now that it's we've done it, we're here, we did the performance, we're going to do another one tomorrow night, and when we leave, I'm quite pleased that we took part in what was an important debate. And I'm pleased that we ended on the right side, and that hopefully after we've gone, we've done our bit to pave the way for any other productions and performances that might be hitting that barrier. And so I'm quite pleased. I'm proud. I didn't like it at first. I wanted it all to go away. But if we've made it hopefully a better place, then I'm quite pleased and proud.
Well, so. And as one of the co-authors, I am quite surprised that all this this storm happened about our silly little comedy. Yeah.
I know our jokes are as old as Moses' toes, yeah. And I mean these are the best jokes of 33 AD. So I mean, yeah.
But if we can make it safe for other more important art to happen, we're thrilled. Thrilled about that. Yes, sir.
No, just on the comment, it's not over for Northern Ireland yet because Stephen Nolan, who's our local TV host, his show's on tonight at 10:30. He led his, just before the news came out, said, come and see Stephen Nolan's show tonight. We're going to talk about the Reduced Shakespeare Company. So he's obviously, you know, getting his kicks off that as well.
He is. He wanted us to be there tonight, but we're here. We have our own show to deal with. I'm sorry, say that again?
It'd be interesting to see who's at his show and what they're going to say, you know.
It would be. I actually talked to Stephen last night. And he wanted me to come down, and I would have, if I weren't doing this, I'd love to go down there. But the point is, I wanted to have a conversation with people who've actually seen the show. I'm tired of having conversations with people who haven't seen the show.
And it's kind of turned into something bigger than us anyway, like bigger than us like coming and putting on a show. Obviously, it's become about...
This. You don't have to put on that fake English accent for these people. What are you doing?
You're from Texas.
No comment.
Yeah. No, it's a Cinder lie.
I was just going to say that for us in the audience, it's also not over because I know part of the talk of this was that the council were then talking about vetting what the board of the theatre decides to programme.
Right.
So in a way, trying to bypass the problems by not even letting them potentially programme stuff that might be controversial. So for us, we've got to be aware that
it's not
yeah,
over.
Right.
The battle isn't over. Yeah.
And one of the things I found really interesting in this whole thing was social media. You know, the fact that Twitter went crazy and Facebook went crazy, and I think that's your voice. You know, because as you say, it's not over for people of Northern Ireland. But that's your voice now. You know, I think at Reduced and Thou Shalt Not Laugh were like top trending tweets for the entire weekend.
We've never been this important. Yeah, never, ever, 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 ever.
It felt weird. I felt like, I got to be careful what I say because, you know, people are reading it finally.
That's probably a good note, Gary. Yeah, take the note.
Yeah. So I think there is power in your voice. It's just a matter of saying it.
Well, and speaking of voices, the reason I'm recording this is that I do a weekly podcast. And last Sunday night, I posted that last week's podcast, which was called Band of Newton Abbey. less than 24 hours later, I had to change the title of the podcast because we were now no longer banned in Newton Abbey. So, yeah, things are moving quickly. Yes, ma'am. We don't have time.
We look forward to your reduced Quran.
When can we look forward to the reduced Quran?
When hell freezes over, I think is really the answer.
You know, everybody asks that. Well, you. Yeah, well, thank you. It would be terrific for me if there were a comedy version of the Quran. I think it would be a great way to celebrate it. We're not the guys to write it because it's not part of our tradition. I wouldn't know
you should
the.
Should have been on the Ark. You've got a chicken impression. Yeah.
That's right. Call me chicken. Fair enough. But I don't know anything about the Quran. Somebody said, is it funny? I have no idea.
Well, and actually, our next show, we just premiered in the States, The Complete History of Comedy Abridged. And we thought, well, actually, maybe that's a show that needs to come here because there are certain people who need to learn to have a sense of humor. So,
were there any things while you were writing it that you thought, oh, we can't do that?
Oh, now you're putting me on the spot. I don't honestly know. I don't honestly remember. I don't think so, because basically how we write the shows is we write whatever we think is going to be funny, and then sometimes we come out and we say it in front of an audience and turns out it wasn't a joke, it was just a sentence. And so then we cut it. We cut it. I tell you, when we were writing the Complete History of America show, we did talk about, well, how are we going to cover slavery? And we never did think of a funny way to do it. I think there is a funny way to do it. We just never found it. In our show, All the Great Books Abridged, which is every book you should have read in high school but probably didn't, we do cover Huckleberry Finn in a way that deals with slavery and racial issues in a way that is quite funny. So we figured it out there. Personally, I don't think there's anything you can't joke about.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think our process is more like, I know it's a show about the Bible, but we have a sort of a Darwinian evolutionary theory of comedy that only the funniest survive. So that's our bottom line, if the audience lets us know.
And in both the comedy show and our two shows ago, The Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged, which is every winter holiday from all around the world crammed into a single evening, we do make fun of the tensions in the Middle East, so the extremity of some Arab and some Israeli viewpoints. So I mean, it's not that we're total. We're not totally chicken to go there. It's just sometimes we can't think of a funny way to do it, you know. And if we can think of a funny way to do it, we will. So, but until we do, yeah.
And I, you know, I've been with the company a while, and I sort of sense that none of the jokes or any of the bits ever come from a place of hate. You know, it's always a place of, you know, we love this. How do we make it funny?
Right.
And I think that the whole controversy this past week was that they thought, because again, they hadn't seen it and they had no idea what the context was, they assumed that we were bashing it and we were pointing it out, saying it was a bad thing. And that's so the opposite of what is true.
Do we ever modify the jokes because it's too close to the bone?
There was the only time I can remember that was when we were in the West End. Yep. We were doing Shakespeare and the History of America at that point, and it was 9/11, which happened to be the same day we were supposed to do the America show, and we just thought some of the references in the show was just a bit too raw that day. So we switched and did the Shakespeare show, and the only thing we cut from the Shakespeare show, at the very beginning, there is an oxygen mask, like a plane oxygen mask, and we thought that might just be a little bit offensive to somebody on that day. Yeah. So we cut that, but that was the only time I can ever remember cutting anything.
We try to be sensitive to all that because we don't want to go into people's living rooms and be the rude guests. Yeah. You know, having said that, we have made jokes about John F. Kennedy in the John F. Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. Mostly we just cut jokes if they're not funny.
Yeah, the only thing that these guys wanted to cut was when they realized in the script that they had to be naked in the Garden of Eden. And that's probably the most offensive part of the show, right? But in fact, can I have a question to throw to you guys? Was there anything tonight that you couldn't laugh at because you thought it was too close to the bone or too beyond the mark, past the...
As a Christian, like Courtney said, yes, we don't all think like the UK. I was not offended. I really enjoyed the show. It made me laugh. And I love the fact that you brought in a little bit of what you learned, something good about God you learned at Sunday school, and you had this a lot. Because it's all doom and gloom, and it's going to hit you if you think it's no. Yeah.
Right. There's a lot of different kinds of Christians as well. Yeah. And there's a lot of great stuff in the Bible. And we try to have in all of our shows different points of view about the topic, because otherwise, what are we going to argue about, you know, on stage? Thank you for saying that. Thank you all for staying. Yes?
My name is Billy Webb. I am the chair of the artistic board in Newton Abbey.
Are we in trouble?
Can I say that I am delighted that this play went on tonight? Yeah. The artistic board were faced with a really impossible position some week and a half ago. And we met on Monday night and we made the decision that this play should be shown. Having seen the play tonight, I am absolutely delighted that we made that decision that the play should be shown. I think the people of Newton Abbey are competent enough to decide whether they should come along and see this show. I made that decision. I came along tonight. I was entertained. I was educated. And I know that the audience who were here tonight would share that view. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for having us, and thank you for coming.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Thankfully, the morning after we recorded this, the front page of the Belfast Telegraph had the 5-star headline, "A Goofy Triumph." Yes, it was, and an exhausting one, too. Send us your question and answers via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans on our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster and director Matt Rippey, chair of the Autistic Board, Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Samantha Rowlands. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Brian Dennehy, and thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 374/1122nds of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
So, look, if you're enjoying the show, tell your friends. And if you didn't enjoy the show, tell the DUP.
Podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.